Welcome to the Nerdiverse Podcast, episode 10, the episode where I learn how to do the Dougie.
Ah, yes.
Or the Dookie Drop.
The Dookie Drop. I don't want to do that. I've seen that.
We're all watching. We were discussing during the pre-show. She joined us during the pre-show. It's thenerdiverse.com/live. But we were talking about how do you actually do the Dougie.
Yeah, I'm watching someone do it.
We're all watching YouTube videos on the internet right now.
You know it's bad when you're looking for dance moves and it's just a bunch of white people trying.
Yeah, and we're a bunch of white kids. We have no idea what's going on.
I mean, I can bust a move after a few tequila shots.
Anyone can bust a move after a few tequila shots.
But yeah, welcome. We are...
Two weeks behind.
We've just been busy. That's the problem.
We tried to do a show last week, but...
it fell through.
We had people who had to work at a comic book shop.
Hey, yo.
Yep.
That's my bad.
This Dougie doesn't look that difficult. I think white people can do this.
I think it's black people making fun of white people dancing.
Left, right, left. Hey.
Yeah. I think we could do the Dougie.
It's an instructional video.
Oh, you got it. It's just giving you arrows.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah.
I think we can. We're going to do the Dougie right now. You ready?
Is that Soulja Boy?
Come on, play the Dougie.
Wait,
we're going to do the Dougie here in the studio. All right, maybe not.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Put your arms into it, it says.
I can't stand up.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. All right, so how was your week anyways, Danny?
Mine was good. Mine 2 weeks, actually.
2 weeks.
Crap. It was good. Batman Arkham City came out, which is awesome. I haven't quite played it yet because it doesn't come in until tomorrow. My Amazon was a little behind on it, but that's okay.
I've been wanting to order games on Amazon, but I'm always afraid that, like, especially games I really want to play.
But here's the thing. They do the same day. Like, they do the release day shipping.
Mm-hmm.
I forget, and I wait too long, and then they stop doing it because you have to have it, like, within a week, I think, before pre-ordered.
I got you. So you were late ordering the game, and that's why you haven't gotten it.
So it'll be here Thursday. I got the collector's edition because I can't pass up that awesome statue for just $40 more.
Ah.
It's worth it to me, even though it's going to sit in the comic shop and someone's probably going to buy it. I'm watching a 5-year-old kid do the Dougie. Better than I could, and that's the truth.
The Dougie.
He's had a lot of practice.
I'm turning that off. So how was your week, John?
It was good. It was good. What did I do? I don't remember. This has been a long 2 weeks, so I don't remember what I did.
It has been a while. It's kind of hard to remember what we did. Anything exciting sticking out in your head? Yep.
Not really.
Yep.
Yeah. So, if I come back to me, I'll think of something.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what happened last week? I can't remember why we didn't. Was it really just because we couldn't get together?
Yeah, we couldn't get together. You had stuff on Tuesday, and Thursday, and he had stuff on
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. So,
we haven't talked about?
What's that?
The Childish Gambino concert.
Oh, yeah. We did go to the Childish Gambino concert.
And
it was amazing.
It was unbelievable. Donald Glover knocked it out of the park, and we got to meet him. Which was so great.
We went early to Park Ave Records, which is a small used record store here in Orlando, and he did a signing and a private concert, which is kind of cool. Okay, well, bring it down because it's a bunch of great language.
There's
there.
A lot of bleeping.
Yeah, so we got to bleep that out.
Sean doesn't want our explicit rating on
iTunes. You don't
want
to have to do any posts.
I don't want to. Yeah, I mean, if we're talking over it, we can't really. There is a lot of language in Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm.
Well deserved, though. You can't have it without it.
Some other content also that maybe seem inappropriate.
Listen to them.
It's good stuff, though.
For those who don't know, there was a little campaign. Donald Glover actually wore a set of Spider-Man pajamas, and so people really wanted Donald Glover to be the next Spider-Man. There's a whole Donald for Spider-Man campaign that happened. And so recently in the comics, Peter Parker died. That's not a spoiler.
This is in the Ultimate Comics.
In the Ultimate Comics,
Peter Spider-Man.
Parker was shot and died. And the new kid now is I forget his age. He's like young, 9 or 10, maybe 13. 13-year-old black kid. Well, black/Mexican kid.
Yes.
That looks like Donald Glover.
Well, they haven't said he's Mexican, have they? His name is Morales. What's his first name?
Miles Morales.
Yeah, they gave him a very generic name.
I thought someone said. Okay. I thought it was official that he's half Mexican, half black. But that's besides the point. He resembles Donald Glover very much so. And the writer of the story actually said he was so inspired by everybody wanting Donald Glover to be the next Spider-Man that this is kind of how he wrote it, Brian Michael Bendis. And so I took issue number 1 to Donald, got him to sign it, which was awesome. And when he saw it, he like freaked out and he was like, dope. And he wrote dope on it. So
I'm kind of jealous.
And then I sent it with the other comic shop owner to New York.
Right.
And the actual artist of the book signed it. And she was like, I can't believe you got him to sign it. And she drew like a heart and like
that's
signed
cool.
it. Because it's a girl from France, I think.
Yeah. I didn't really bring anything with me to get signed because I thought we were getting the CD that night.
Yeah,
and
I did
unfortunately,
too.
It didn't drop
November
until
15th.
November 15th. Camp. So I shook his hand and I'm like, hey, you know, I just want to shake your hand, brother. I appreciate you.
Brother? You called him
brother?
Yeah,
I said brother.
I said brother.
Brother?
And then I said,
he said, have you looked at your skin today?
Brother.
You cannot call me brother.
So, wow. and then I said, I appreciate everything you do in community. I completely like, I was like, oh, I just turned myself into the old guy.
I'm
that's
on here because you're
yeah.
on TV.
Dang it, man. And I was like, and everything else is and, walking
oh,
away.
Oh, yeah, Childish Gambino.
Dang it. And we're here for the Childish Gambino concert,
funny.
And I just community
it. It was a good show. I really wish you could have came, Cody.
Yeah,
could've
I
came. Could have come.
Yeah.
Come or came.
I wish I could have, too.
E.E. Cummings.
So, yeah.
Cody, how was your week?
It was fine.
You've been busy with working, so.
Yeah. Today is the best day of my week because I get to do something besides work.
Nice.
It's been a busy week. I've been working every day since last Wednesday, so it's been just crazy.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Moving stuff around at the house a little bit and doing the podcast tonight.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
Before we get into the news, I want to talk about The Walking Dead started Sunday.
Are you watching that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I hate zombie stuff.
Yeah, I know you
but,
do.
But in the shaft today, I'm on to put on the first episode of the first season,
mm-hmm.
and I was hooked.
Uh-oh.
Like, bad. Like,
really?
One of those things where it's like a car wreck to me, and I can't stop looking
this
at
is,
it.
This is, you know, what's interesting. Danny is one of those people who despises mm-hmm. any zombie-type thing.
I don't like
and
being scared.
I came into the comic book shop after work on Friday, mm-hmm. and not this Friday, but the Friday before that, mm-hmm. and they were watching Shaun of the Dead, and he actually sat through the entire thing.
I did. Shaun of the Dead was quite funny, though.
And you said it was actually pretty good, and I've never seen
it. It was good. It was good. And so...
And now, Walking Dead?
Well, here's the thing. He kind of... Armando forced me to watch it, and...
To watch Shaun of the Dead or Walking Dead?
Walking... Well, they don't really give me a choice unless I pick the movie before they come in.
Okay.
Which is I try to do before I watch some crap that they like to watch. Anyway, so he put it in. It was Blu-ray, so it looked amazing.
Right.
But it was intriguing because of like the first episode. Have seen Walking Dead?
I have not seen
it. Cody saw the first episode. Anyway, it's kind of him by himself figuring out the world. And I'm like, I got to watch this. Like, what happens? And I'm liking it, but it wigs me out. It wigs me out because zombies are the one horror thing that my mind can like literally think that this could happen one day.
Right.
And so, and then I've realized that it's not only that, like when I'm watching them, I put myself in the position, and then it gets worse when I'm watching the fathers with their kids trying to get through the situation. Because then I think, there is no possible way I can get my kids to shut up long enough around zombies to stay alive.
Right, right, right.
So I'm going to be the family where the dad takes the gun and kills everybody and then kills himself. I wouldn't even try. I'm not going to sit there and watch my kids get eaten by zombies.
Right.
So I'm just going to end it. I'm not going to try and survive it. Is done.
Well, here's
that's my survival guide. Is so if the zombie apocalypse happens,
and
don't come finding me.
But before you do that, part of the news today is if you have a zombie problem, you can get Zombie Max.
What?
This is ammunition made by a company that is actually only designed to kill zombies.
What is this? How's that possible?
They say, what's crazy is they're like, this is proven. proven ammunition. proven ammunition.
So what, they line up like Republicans and just shot them?
I don't know. It says, basically, the comment, this is from Topless Robot, I read this.
Right.
And his commentary on it was, ammunition maker Homemade is offering Zombie Max ammunition, the first bullets designed specifically to be used against zombies. For real. I mean, the ammunition is real. I'm not sure if it's Zombie Max bullets actually destroy zombies more effectively than regular bullets. But, I do enjoy, however, Homity's website describing them as proven, though. I imagine these things are like monster cables and that you're paying more for Zombie Max name rather than any special effectiveness. but what do I know? It's true. I haven't seen any zombies recently, so maybe Homemade has been saving our asses comfortably while we watch The Walking Dead in our living rooms.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That's interesting.
There's actually ammunition called Zombie Max. Proven Z-Max bullets.
Proven
Z-Max.
We created zombies and killed them with these bullets.
So while I'm not on the Walking Dead bandwagon yet,
right?
I'll probably read the books before I watch the movie.
Okay.
That's my,
are they graphic novels, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, they're on like 14 trades.
Oh.
That may be worse, because then you can actually visualize everything and you have time to sit there and think through it.
But then I can just, I don't know. We'll see. I liked it, though. I like the production quality of this show because it's pretty amazing.
Right.
It felt more like a film as opposed to a TV show.
And AMC does stuff right with Mad Men and Breaking Bad.
Right.
So I thought that was kind of like breaking news because I actually, not that I enjoyed it, but I didn't avoid it.
Right.
I guess that's the, I don't know. It was, I guess it was enjoyable. It was. Because I couldn't stop watching it. Like, I don't know anybody's names, but the main cop character, I'm like, I love this guy. He's amazing. He's an idiot. Like, he does all these, like, things, and he's, like, does something stupid, and, like, the horde comes after him.
I may actually have to watch
this. It's impressive. Like, the first episode, it was a good episode.
I've got so many back issues to watch right now, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to add another show to my list, but I quite enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, I'm caught up on all the current stuff that I am watching.
Yeah.
But I started watching How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, God.
So under good. Your recommendation.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And it's really pretty good so far. I mean, I'm in the middle of season two. Just watched How Lily Stole Christmas, which is the one where one of the characters calls another girl a Grinch. And he says in there, he says, I didn't actually use the Grinch word. I used a much worse word. And so they keep saying Grinch, and you understand what's going on.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that's where I'm at right now in that. And so like, there's 7 seasons of that though to watch, and then I've also cued myself to start watching 30 Rock.
Oh my god,
30 Rock.
That's probably the funniest show I've ever seen.
So yeah, after I found out that we went to this Childish Gambino concert, and I tell you, I've kind of become.
Yes,
a Donald Glover man crush,
right?
Type thing.
He's awesome.
I went through and I downloaded all of his interviews on like Conan O'Brien and Craig Ferguson and all that stuff, and I was watching his stuff there, and so you know really got to know what he did. And I found out he wrote for 30 Rock, and then I was like, now I need to watch 30 Rock because it'll round this out. So followed him, and I followed his dad on Twitter. Because he was talking about how his dad used to have Donald Glover,
right.
And his name on Twitter was Don Glover, which is fine until you read it all together, and it's Dong Lover.
Dong Lover.
that's hilarious. God.
So he's like, he didn't realize it at first, so he's Don Glover, and
Dong Glover.
He started getting all this stuff. It's like, oh, hey, big boy, da 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 da, and he's like, wait, what?
Whoa.
Somebody finally pointed out that it was Dong Glover,
amazing.
So he asked his dad, now that he's famous, if he could have his dad's Twitter name, because his dad's is not, what's his Glover name?
It's not Danny.
Not Danny Glover, there you go. It's Donald Glover. And so he got his dad's Twitter name, and now his dad's name is, Donald's dad, which
Donald's
he's
dad.
Actually pretty good. Like the whole cast of the Community is pretty funny on Twitter. I enjoy following them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So did all that, and then I found that he was writing for 30 Rock in some of these interviews, and I'm like, okay, well, now I gotta watch 30 Rock. So it's in my queue of things to watch once I get caught up on How I Caught Your Mother or How I Met Your Mother.
It's really good. Courtney and I are catching up on the newest season that just came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
We have a new guest in our chat room tonight. His name's G Unit.
Oh, we've had him in the before.
Has he? I don't remember. But anyway, he said baby steps for me in the next year's Halloween Horror Nights, which won't happen.
Yeah,
it may happen.
No, it's not gonna happen.
Sean's gonna get in a kilt, and you're gonna go to Halloween Horror.
It won't
Nights.
Happen.
If I get in a kilt, you're going to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, that's not how that's gonna work. I'm not taking that deal. I don't care if you get a kilt enough.
I have a piece of news that is...
Oh, yeah. This is your non-news news.
My non-nerd news. So it came out today. A Las Vegas man. I don't know if you guys have heard this.
Is this going to be gross?
That's what he said.
Slightly.
Oh, you did say that.
A Las Vegas man is looking to raise $1 million for a rare condition that has kept him homebound most of his life. Wesley Warren, 47 years old. He needs $1 million to raise money to heal, can you guess?
Heal his penis.
Scrotal elephantitis.
What? $1 million?
His nuts weigh 100 pounds.
What?
Look, I have a picture.
No, no. I'm looking the other way.
No, it's not naked.
Oh.
They're like in a bucket underneath him. Oh, my gosh.
That's
100 pounds.
Wow.
He says that it started when he was younger. He rolled over in the night and squeezed his nutsack on accident.
What?
Like
right.
When he rolled over, he accidentally did something. And he said the next morning his balls were the size of a soccer ball. And it's just continually gotten bigger and bigger.
Yikes.
A soccer ball?
Yeah.
How do you make it through high school?
I know.
Oh my God.
100 pounds. And health insurance doesn't cover it.
So that can't be
so
right.
He's raising $1 million himself.
What's the million going to cover?
They say that the only way to heal it, to fix it, is to be totally circumcised.
$1 million?
Not circumcised.
Not circumcised, castrated. Sorry, castrated, yeah. Castrated. So basically, they just have to totally cut his nuts off.
For a million?
I guess they're saying it's a really dangerous thing. Obviously, he's got a 100-pound nutsack.
I'll do it for 1,000.
Wait, what?
I'll cut his stuff off. Oh, no. I'll do it for 10,000.
Yeah.
Let's get into nerd news, please.
Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Let's get into the news.
Oh, my God.
Barnes & Nobles
Yay.
Got jealous.
What happened?
The DC Comics and Marvel were creating or basically were selling online books. I think this is what this is about. It's been a while since I read this. They basically took off their shelves every DC comic trade.
Good.
Yeah, they were upset that... that's good for you, actually. Yeah,
yeah, come to the comic shops. Local comic stores, support them.
They banned... DC and Amazon announced a partnership, and that's what made them actually take off the shelves.
So, whatever.
Anyways, no big deal.
Barnes & Noble, they're the next one to go.
Really?
After Borders.
The next one to go is Netflix.
No.
No, not really, but...
They did...
Quickster. We talked about Quickster like 2 weeks ago.
And now it's gone.
My bad. Just kidding. We're not going to do Quickster now. We're just going to be Netflix. That was bad PR. So
that was a funny email.
I think it's actually good PR.
Why is it good?
Because it's like it proves like they're not going to like just do it and knowing it's going to suck. Like
yeah.
They ate their words. They came out and said, okay, we heard you guys. We're not going to do it.
Right.
So at least they had the balls to do that.
Yeah, I guess.
And not just make something stupid up. At least they just said, this was a bad idea. We're sorry.
Right.
We're still going to charge you out the butt, but still, we're not doing Quickster anymore.
Yeah. I like the way they've handled it, though, with all the emails, like, keeping
Spamming
you informed.
Me.
Yeah. What else we got here? All right, so it's been a while. Last thing we talked about was the iPhone 4S coming
Ooh,
out.
Yep.
Phone's out. Lots of people played with it. It responds to all kinds of crazy commands. Like, if you ask it, things like, there's a bunch of Easter eggs in there. So like if you ask it, open the pod bay doors, it's like us something devices will never live that down type thing. Cause it's from Space Odyssey 2000.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of little random quips in there and
I didn't know
people
what they had that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Let me open this up while we're talking.
I got one for Casey.
Right.
She loves it. It's super nice.
I tell you what, it's not as intuitive as I thought it was going to be. Have to know. It doesn't just respond to anything. Like it still comes back and says, "I don't know what you're talking about."
Well, yeah.
But
if you mumble.
No. I mean, I said, what is something, and it's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What is something?
So yeah. If you ask it what's the meaning of life, it comes back and says, like sometimes it'll or when you ask it. The meaning of life, it's like to ask these kind of questions. And then what was some of the other things? What's the best phone? It says, wait, there are other phones.
That's funny.
When you say, I love you, it says, I hope you don't say that to all the other mobile phones. So yeah, there's a bunch of little Easter eggs in there for you to find. So
it's
I thought that was pretty cool.
It's like forward thinking of what people are going to ask it.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Well, it broke records. Let's talk about that.
I don't have any records on it, so.
1 million in one day.
Is that what they said?
That was, that broke the record. It was 600,000 the 4.
Right.
1 million now for the 4S.
That's pretty crazy.
So that's the record now.
And you know what? That's all based on how many phones they had available.
What they had, yeah. What they
could
sell.
Because if they had more,
yeah.
I mean, they sold it out, so.
The 5's going to be interesting on how many they're going to have ready.
Yeah.
If they want to break their own. Oh, there you go. There's a Tumblr for it.
Oh, nice. There's a Tumblr. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could teach it commands, too. That'd be amazing.
It's S-H-I-T that it says tumblr.com.
Bleep that it says.
Yeah, bleep that it says. All right, moving on. You're a fan of episode one, and so are you, right?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
So, who's the best character in episode one?
That's a terrible question. best character in episode one is Qui-Gon Jinn.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you think the best character is?
Okay, it's tie. It's a tie. That's the three-way tie.
Okay.
It's two-way. Sorry. It's not going to be Obi-Wan yet. Obi-Wan's not great till 2 and 3. It's Qui-Gon and Darth Maul.
Okay. Darth Maul's coming back.
I know.
He's coming back in the Clone Wars. it doesn't
that's
really
my giggle.
it's so bad. I mean, it's like, not so bad. He was chopped in half. I mean,
I know.
I don't know. They're saying he crawled out of the pit and all this stuff, and he's coming back in the Clone Wars. So, I think it's just kind of
mechanical
a cash
eggs.
Grab.
It's a mechanical eggs. It already happened once in the stories.
Well, so I mean, ultimately, it's I can see where it's a way to get, because they're coming out with this new Phantom Menace in 3D. So,
you think it's a marketing ploy?
I think it is, absolutely.
But they already hinted at it in last season.
I don't know. I mean, they already took Boba Fett out of the Sarlacc pit.
Well, Boba Fett's about to die in the comics.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I guess. You're just a hater of the prequels. That's the thing. You wanted to bring this up just to hate.
No, I mean, we already did this. We already had our show on it. I just think it's just silly. So anyways, moving on, what do you think the most pirated movie of all times is?
Of all time
pirated movie,
is it a classic?
Yeah, what is it?
I mean, what are
let's
we
give
saying
us some
classic
kind of hit here?
It's
what's
a
the
new,
what's
it's
the
new,
era what time
I
time
would
period?
It's in the 2000s.
In the 2000s.
Matrix.
Okay.
I don't want to put Matrix out there. Titanic. No, I don't want to put that. That's 90s something. I don't want to
Cody,
do this.
I guess?
I hate
2000s.
Games like this.
Yeah.
What year? Just give us a year. Give it this.
Oh, when I said, just shouldn't say that. It came out this year, actually. This year.
What?
That's not 2000.
And it's the most pirated movie of all time.
Most pirated movie of all time.
And it came out this year.
2011?
Yeah, I think it came out this year, yeah.
What?
It's not Avatar, is it?
It is.
Deep G-Unit got it.
Yeah, Avatar is the most pirated movie of all time, according to torrent research.
It's because no one wanted to pay the money to go see it. They were afraid to pay.
So, thought that was pretty amazing there. I'm kind of disappointed in this. Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, feels that Family Guy has run its course, and he wants to finish it. He's like seven years is pretty much all you really need for a story, and I think they're going on their 11th year this year. After a 3-year hiatus as well. He wants to stop making Family Guy and start a new Star Trek series.
It couldn't get any more quieter in here.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's shocking. Like he wants to basically create a new Star Trek series. He where am I at here?
I'm so confused.
I'm so mad.
I know. he just wants to do one, and I don't see
like a serious Star Trek series, not some kind of spoof.
Yeah, like, hang on here. Giant Star Trek is the next generation. D6 9.
Oh, I got a funny Star Trek story to tell you too.
Yeah, go ahead and tell your funny Trek story. I'm gonna read this real quick. It's been a while since I read it.
I'm at the comic shop. Guy comes in and says, I got a bunch of old comics I want to sell your shelf. And I'm like, I'm not buying comics. He was talking. He was just talking BS to me about old comics. And he goes, yeah, I was into all the old stuff like Star Wars, The Next Generation. And I was like,
Star Wars, The Next Generation.
I'm like, this dude is about to get hit across the jaw. I'm like, get out of my shop now. I was so like,
Kirk, the instant
he said that, anything he said, I didn't care. I was like, dude, once you're done talking, you're leaving my shop.
Right. Because
he just said, I love Star Wars, The Next Generation.
Oh.
I'm like, dude, you have crossed the line.
That's
like
horrible.
Nobody else's business.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's funny because like a couple friends were in there that knew how much I hate Star Trek.
Yeah.
And like you could just hear them like turn and look at me like, what's going to happen? Is this guy going to hit? It was great. Oh, man.
You should do like, you definitely need in the shop a phaser.
I'm getting the phaser.
So you could be like,
yeah,
we don't
hawk track here.
Yeah,
yeah,
we don't hawk track.
Totally.
So anyways, Seth MacFarlane's quote is, I don't know who will give me the keys to the car, but I'd love to see the franchise revive for television the way that it was in the 1990s. Very thoughtfully, smartly written stories that would transcend the science fiction audience.
Did he watch a Trek series that no one else saw?
I think 90s was New Generation, wasn't it?
Next Generation? It's okay that you can get it wrong.
I don't know anything about Star Trek. We know this from,
our
Trek segment.
Had to have been 90s because it was new, I think, when my mother-in-law watched it. I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's like, make it so.
I don't understand how you go from something like Family Guy.
I don't know. And would the end of Family Guy mean all the spinoffs too? Like, I mean, would we lose Cleveland Show? Would we lose American
Probably.
Dad?
Well, Cleveland Show's not that funny.
I mean, I like Cleveland Show.
You would.
I'm half black, so not really.
That's sad.
I understand.
That's
it.
Sad news. I don't like that.
So
it's a bummer.
Speaking of Star Trek news,
oh god,
Spock's gay.
Yeah,
we know.
Only because I told you earlier.
Yeah,
Zachary Quinto has come out. The guy who has played Siler and Spock within the New Generation has come out and said that he is a homosexual and he wants people to be brave and be able to come out as well.
Yeah, good for him.
So
that works.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that was because
did he get something happen?
No. What was that story in the news that the kid committed suicide or something?
The bullying.
Yeah,
that's when he was talking.
So he was saying he wanted people to be brave about their sexuality and not think you need to keep it a secret.
There's too many assholes out there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Felicia Day is coming out with a new web series called Dragon Age Redemption. It's not funny like The Guild.
No, it's not.
But it's actually really well produced for a low budget web series film. I think it's gonna be pretty watchable. I think it's pretty good. It's basically,
well, The Guild is watchable.
The Guild's definitely watchable.
I love The Guild.
Yeah. But Dragon Age Redemption's it's serious. It's kind of, I don't know, science. It's fantasy.
Is it
like,
gonna be live action? Because she's actually in Dragon Age,
in the video game.
Right.
Okay.
She has a voice of a character that looked exactly like her.
It is live action. I've seen the first episode.
So it's not like gonna be animated.
Right.
Sorry, we got distracted.
Oh, we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
We got 30 minutes left. I know. We're getting the main topic.
I'm watching it. Oh, you're watching it.
Oh, you're trying to catch up?
I'm just enjoying it.
Just being reminded of the show.
You guys are talking about Star
Trek. Sorry, now that you've derailed us, Cody.
So anyways,
about?
Dragon Age Redemption, it's based on the video game, and it looks actually pretty good. I watched the first episode, and I'll watch more.
Cool. I keep forgetting to watch it. Is it on, do they do it on Xbox like they did?
You know,
the
I
Guild?
Don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen.
That's how I watched my Guild.
I watched it here at the office. So, let's see. Jeff Johns wants to do another Green Lantern series with a new director.
Oh, yeah, because the director was the problem.
Well, that's what he says.
He's the problem. Sorry. I'm not a Jeff. I'm not putting that on the record. Never mind.
What?
I don't like
what?
The guy.
What?
I'm sorry. He really dissed us in Orlando, so I'm really pissed
off. Did he really?
About it. Yeah.
What was that all about?
Okay, so he was like a main pull for the MegaCon this year,
right?
And he may have been at his booth for 10 minutes to sign stuff for people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so annoying to be like the headliner, and then you can just, I mean, you can follow him on Twitter, so you're following him on Twitter, he's like, I'm at Epcot drinking around the world, and we're like at his booth waiting for him to come back to sign crap.
Yeah.
And then he leaves, like he's gone before Sunday. I'm like, okay,
yeah, that's messed
that's,
up.
Like, he's a major writer and people came from like, they drove hours to be there to meet him.
Right.
Like, we're standing at the booth. His booth butts up with Jim Chung, who we're friends with. And people are coming up like, when's Jeff getting here? We're like, he left.
Mm.
And they're like, I drove from Miami.
Right.
To meet him.
That's right. Because you were working the MegaCon.
Sort of.
Yeah.
We sort of work it.
Yeah.
That's how we get in. Anyway, so it's real annoying. And then New York Comic Con, which is way bigger than MegaCon. He was there for an hour signing. That's
really?
It. I'm just like, you have fans who follow you through everything.
Yeah.
Even after your piece of shit Green Lantern movie, which I didn't hate, but the story's terrible.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, well.
Not Jeff. I mean, I'm not surprised that he's a part of it because he's a big Green Lantern fanboy and he wrote it. And
yeah.
His comics are great.
Right.
His comics are perfectly fine. But.
Oh, well.
Someone else has to write it.
Yeah. Well, your friend Grant Morrison.
He's not my friend.
He says the 2012 Wonder Woman series needs more sex.
Wait, what?
Yeah. No, wait, no.
You confused me.
The 2000 Wonder Woman series needs sex.
The 2000 Wonder
Woman? The 2012. The one that's coming out, the new DC universe. Basically, it's saying.
Oh, in the comics.
Yeah, in the comics.
Well, she's going to get with Superman, I think.
Well, it's not even really about the sex. It's just in the early Wonder Woman, she used to have this, like, quips and libidoedness and, like, used to flirt with the guys and stuff. And they, and then
now
later on,
Amazonian,
it came out with this, like, woman. Woman's rights type person.
Ugh.
And so now they're trying to bring
woman's
back the old
rights.
Yeah. Yeah. So
cook me pies.
get in the kitchen and do your woman rights.
Women rights. Don't write us hate letters.
Yeah.
But you can write
or do. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from anybody.
Oh God.
All right. What else we got here? Anything else?
Let's get
Lego
into
Superman Lego superhero game might be coming out.
That's
pretty
exciting.
Cool.
News.
Anything else? I don't know. There's all kinds of crap in here. It's been 2 weeks worth of news, so that's why we're all going
hard.
Like this.
It's hard.
Although I'm kind of excited about this. Hugh Jackman says that the new Wolverine movie that might be coming out.
Done you?
What? I know the old one, and the old one sucked. But the new one coming out may be released both in PG-13 and rated R.
This is the dumbest thing I ever heard. First dumbest thing I ever heard was Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Second dumbest thing I heard was a Wolverine movie. And this is the third dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, I mean, I don't mind that they're coming out with two, as long as they do come out with the rated R version. Because Wolverine isn't this nice guy type thing.
Yeah,
the
Wolverine
first time,
needs to cut people to pieces.
Exactly. Thank like you. The first time that Wolverine has ever been Wolverine was in the new Origins X-Men Origins movie, because he said two words in the entire movie and it was straight Wolverine. They said, "Hey, do you want to join the F you?"
Oh, in the X-Men movie.
What did I say?
You said the Wolverine movie.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the X-Men Origins.
You know, that
movie.
Was my least favorite part of that movie.
Really?
The line was funny.
Yeah.
I hate Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Oh, well, he's always going to be Wolverine from now to eternity.
I don't want
to
hear that crap.
So,
until someone really decides to reboot this X-Men franchise.
Yeah.
I did like the new movie, though.
Yeah, I liked it, too.
I like,
I didn't mind, I mean,
there's a lot of flaws in it.
I really liked the Wolverine movie until Deadpool came out. Because we were talking about this during the pre-show, and I didn't want to say it on the show because I felt like I'd feel stupid because I was like, okay, well, the canon can't be, I can't be wrong on the canon. I mean, but I was like, why in the world did this character that they're calling Deadpool have sword arms?
Katana arms.
Whatever they were, you know, it's like he all of a sudden he Wolverined out some arms that look like swords, and I'm like, wait, what? And he had laser eyes, and this was supposed to be Deadpool, and Deadpool doesn't have any of that.
It was all the mutant testing. They were trying to clone him, and
yeah,
it's all like all the like mutant abilities balled into one.
Right. I don't know. It confused me because like
bad.
One of the guys here at the office brought it up, and he's like, "Hey, man, I just watched this, and I don't understand who was the villain? Everybody said that he was saying." People were really excited about the last character in the movie, and I don't understand it. I mean, they were really excited because it followed some sort of canon or something, and I'm like, what guy? And he's like, the guy with the laser eyes and the thing. And I'm like, what guy with the laser eyes? You know, because I'd only seen the movie once, and it was so long ago. And he's like, I think it was like a Deadpool or something. I'm like, Deadpool doesn't have laser eyes? And we pulled up the video, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
I
so
forgot
bad.
That was even supposed to be Deadpool, because anyways.
He had katana blades the size of his arms, and yet he could still bend his arms when they retracted in, which made no sense.
Yeah.
That movie, I just do my best to block it out, and you just brought it back, so.
Sorry, I'll
need to go back into therapy for this.
Yeah.
So mad at you.
Well, there was a guy.
Is this our last news topic?
This is the last news one.
Okay, good.
There was a guy, Mark Wayne Williams, was found hanging off the roof of a building in downtown Petoskey, Michigan.
Spider-Man?
this May, wearing a Batman costume and carrying a baton.
Was he going to beat up someone?
Officers dragged him back onto the roof.
Aww.
And he, which he fled to evade, wait, which he had fled
he tried to run
to in order to evade the group of people he was being chased by so as not to have to deal with the harassment. He was charged with impressive list of concealed weapons related offenses, but he was not, during his 6 months probation, he's not allowed to wear a costume.
That's a part of his probation?
Wow.
Any costume.
Poor guy.
Hope his probation's not over Halloween. That guy will be pissed.
Yeah, I think it is.
Mr.
This
Batman.
This is just recently.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
The Potesky Batman. So I guess he was, he'd wear the costume around and he got ridiculed or something. So I just thought it was kind of funny that the guy's part of his probation is he's not allowed to wear a costume.
Poor guy.
That's really weird.
How long is his probation? Doesn't cross
Six
over.
Months.
Oh. Anyway. Let's get on to our main topic for the night. We're going to talk about Firefly / Serenity, the universe of Joss Whedon.
The show that took me way too long to watch, and I finally watched. I don't know. I just, everybody's like, oh, Firefly. I'm like, I don't really want to watch this. It's dumb. Mm. And then I finally watched. It wasn't that bad. It was good.
It's amazing. It's the greatest sci-fi show on television ever. Ever.
Eh.
It has won awards for that, too.
Has it really?
It still has the title.
Although, I mean, I have yet to find a Blu-ray player.
What?
And I have this awesome Blu-ray.
Wait,
Target.
It's 2011, right?
Target.
It's 2011?
Walmart.
Just check.
Best Buy.
Wait, Cody, what year is it?
Hey.
I'm pretty sure
it's 2011, and guess what?
No, wait. What is it? It's 2000. Oh, Blu-rays came out last year?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but guess what? Regular media is dead.
What?
It's all digital copies of everything now. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
digital does never look as good as actual Blu-ray. Ever.
What?
I can't. Every time I've done a digital copy or streamed HD from iTunes, never looks good as Blu-ray.
There are copies out there that look as good as Blu-ray. Just saying.
Digital?
There is.
Well, yeah. If you have to download, like, how big of a gig file?
Just saying. Yeah. There's copies out there that are just good.
No.
So, anyways. But, yeah, I mean, I just, physical media, I don't use any of it. I mean, to get up and actually have to put a disc into something anymore, I haven't done that in forever. So, but yeah, but Danny brought me back a Blu-ray.
Brown Coats Redemption.
And I was all excited about it. It's called Brown Coats Redemption. We talked about this at some point. Did we already do, did something.
No.
We didn't.
We talked about Dragon Con.
Have you guys watched that yet? Either of you?
I can't finish it.
I haven't.
It's so bad.
Really?
Is it really that bad?
It's a fan film.
Yeah.
So you have to get past that.
It was a high budget fan film though.
Yeah, it was. I can't.
And it's Blu-ray.
The writing stinks, huh?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's the acting.
It's a shame it wasn't the combo pack because I'd be able to watch the DVD.
How long is it?
It's a long movie.
Is it longer than 2 hours or an hour and a half?
I don't know. I've gotten like 45 minutes into it and I can't.
Oh.
And I don't want to diss them because it's art. It's their fan film. People like it.
I heard it was really well done. I mean,
I paid the $25 for the Blu-ray just to support it. So.
Yeah.
More power to them. Anyway, on to Firefly. It is probably one of my favorite shows ever. It is. I don't know if I can say favorite show ever. I think I might. Yeah, I might.
It's
my favorite
good.
Show ever. I love Nathan Fillion. That's the thing. I love him so much.
Like the
I'm
whole
professing
cast,
my love to him for him right now.
The whole cast is just really good.
Yeah.
It was well done. Now, I mean, the only gripe I had watching it. Now, see, okay, maybe this was my problem. See, I came into Firefly knowing...
If you bring up Cowboy Bebop again...
No, but that's a really good show. Anyways, and actually, there's another one, too. I can't remember. Another anime as well. But the problem I had was I came into it knowing too much about it, I think, and I was told about how well... I'm trying to remember the actress's name. Who played River. Anyways.
Summer Glau.
I was told about how Summer Glau was this she's, you know, outside of the movie, she's a ballerina, which made this fantastic, you know, how well she fights. So the entire series, I'm sitting there waiting for her to unload some guns and go crazy, and it didn't happen. I mean, it did once or twice.
When I watched Serenity today... When she
now,
busted loose
okay.
on those
you're right.
Reavers.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was so awesome.
Yeah, so watching Firefly, I was waiting for that the entire time. And then I got through the end of it, and I'm like, oh, wait a second, where does it? And then they're like, oh, have you watched Serenity yet? I'm like, oh. So I watched Serenity. Serenity was really good. It was what I was waiting for the entire series.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the writing was good in the other show, but I was just waiting for this action sequence. And really, the way the characters, Malin, he's a thinker, not a fighter. I mean, he's a fighter, but he thinks better than he fights.
He's a fighter, but he's like a Western cowboy fighter. Like,
well, he's smart about it. He doesn't just jump out there and just start wailing on somebody.
Yeah.
It's very thoughtful the way he does it, I think, and tries to get his way out before he has to fight.
Yeah, totally.
So, or he fights to get his way out. So, anyway, so I was waiting for more fighting and more action.
No,
and
that's,
there really wasn't.
That's understandable.
And I mean, I really felt I really came to grow to like the characters in the show, but
that's one thing I love about Joss was the fact that you have a show full of main characters. Like you have you have a show where every character, the development for each character is there. Like you know that character well, but there's still the main character of Mal.
Right.
And it doesn't feel like anybody's being left out at all.
Right. No.
That's why I'm looking forward to the Avengers.
Right.
Because you have major characters.
Yeah.
And he knows how to write that. Like he knows how to write all the characters to where they feel like the development is there. But there's going to be that main, which it's probably going to be Cap. I'm hoping it's Captain America. I don't really see Thor or Iron Man taking the helm.
Being the fact that the villain in the movie is Loki, I think it's probably going to be
Thor. It's not just Loki, though.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. It's going to be...
So Loki is...
Loki
is
they're showing
pulling some
Loki
strings.
Because that's how Thor ended up, I think. Anyway, back to Firefly. That's why I love Joss's writing in Firefly, because... you know each character so well, so it's hard to like even have a favorite character.
Right.
Like, I mean, I love Mal. Mal's such a, like, I love him as a leader. I loved him as like the smuggler. Like he is like, I mean, he's a lot of Han Solo wrapped up in it.
Right.
But I think that I can totally like, what's the word? Relate to that character, not as a smuggler or whatever, but I feel like I know Mal. Like,
They built a good story around
him. Yeah, they totally built a great story around him. So watching through the series, like, it gets really... I didn't watch it live. I didn't watch it when it aired because I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
And that's Fox's problem. We'll talk about Fox in a second. But once I finally watched it, I think... I don't know how I got it. I downloaded it or something. Legally.
Right.
Just kidding. It was illegal, but it doesn't matter because I can stream on Netflix. It's real frustrating watching it because it should have kept going. Like, it's real annoying that it got canceled. And that's how it feels like when you're watching it. And that's why it's understandable that you wanted more out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you know it was getting there. And that's why Serenity is so great, if you know Firefly. Because Serenity wraps up a lot of stuff. It leaves stuff to question, which is why there's the graphic novels. And Joss has written them all. Most of them. Him and Jane.
Right. Okay.
But it's like...
I think that's the thing that I was so happy about. Like, I enjoyed the TV series. I really did. But there was so much. The fact that he did focus on giving each character such of a part of the story.
Yeah.
There was so much of it that was kind of left undone. And so many little, like, premonitions here and there about each character. And, like, there was even stuff about the preacher that you never found out. Like...
Oh yeah, he's
at the very end, they're talking about Mal and him. We're having this conversation, and Mal says, "Sometime you got to tell me about how you know so much about the Alliance." And he says, "No, I don't." And it, like, still little things like that I would have loved to known where they were going to go with that, because they kept hinting at that the whole way through the series. Of
I can give you the hardcover graphic novel of his whole story.
Okay.
That's what's so great, is it came out. Like, he had it all written out and planned to be told.
Oh, okay.
And so now they've come out, Dark Horse has published them, and they've come out. There's three graphic novels. There's two volumes of a Serenity novel, and then they came out with Serenity, the Shepherd's Tale. And it's all about Shepherd Book. And it tells you his whole story and through getting shot and dying in Serenity. Spoiler alert.
Right. Oh, yeah.
if you haven't watched it, you should have watched it by now. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Do you have a favorite episode, Cody?
Let me think.
I'll go with mine. My favorite episode is Out of Gas. It's like, to me, it's the best Firefly episode ever because it's the episode where they're celebrating they're celebrating the doctor's birthday fire explosion. They need the one part to fix it, so he sends everybody off into the ships, and it does all the flashbacks of everybody's story.
Oh yeah.
And so I think that's why I love it so much, because it shows so much of what you want to know about everybody, how they got on to Serenity.
Right.
That's my favorite episode. I think it's Nathan Fillion's best episode. And I think I love the backstory so much. Like, I love him introducing Zoe to the ship and how much she hated it. And it's so funny. And then how much she actually hated Wash. She thought she creeped her out and stuff. But
yeah.
It's a great insight onto like coming into Serenity. And I love that story so much.
Yeah.
I also love the ones with, Christina Hendricks in it as well.
She's which one? Which who?
Saffron.
Okay, so she's the
redhead.
Redhead. Wait.
The wife.
Oh yes, that was a funny episode as well.
I like her a lot, a lot. A lot.
The episode starts. the episode starts off with Mal in the desert, nude, and you're going, "What? What?
Oh, that's Ariel, or is it Ariel?
Yeah,
what?
Trash.
Same girl.
She's in two episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one episode where he's not naked.
No, I understand that.
Oh.
This is the one where he met her.
No, that's not that one.
No.
What?
You're the one where backwards. He's naked is where he's stranded. She leaves him stranded.
Oh, that is the second episode. Yeah, you're right.
That's when she comes back into the picture.
Yeah, so that was a pretty funny episode. Basically,
do you have a favorite episode?
It's been so long since I've watched it.
What's your favorite part? What did you enjoy the most?
I'd have to say my favorite character is the mechanic.
Jewel. I know.
Yeah, she's something, because she's just funny and like quirky and she's innocent, but she's not at the same time.
Yeah, she's like the little sister. That's
right.
What I love about it.
Yeah.
She plays that character so well.
But favorite character, I don't know. I mean, favorite episode, I don't know. I'd have to look.
I don't know how many times I've watched Out of Gas.
Yeah.
It's one of those episodes I just put on just because I can, and it's so good.
I think one of my favorites is Janestown.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was a great episode. Just
I'm
going to
pull up a list here so I can see, and I'll tell you once I
it.
Look at the synopsis.
Janestown is fun.
Just because Baldwin's character is so, like, macho and gruff, and then he gets there and realizes all these people love him so much, and he soaks up the fame and gets wasted and totally gets all depressed as soon as they leave.
Yeah, I love that episode too. That's really funny. I'm actually, side note, dressing up as Jane for Halloween.
Are you really?
Yes, at the grand opening of Epic Comics, which is a month late, but it's going to be our major party. It's going to be on October 29th, and from 8 to 12, it's going to be a costume party. I'll be Jane.
Am I going to have to come on costume?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Kilts.
I'm dressing up as Spider-Man.
Yes.
No.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to dress up as like the comic book guy Spider-Man.
Oh, do it.
Worst comic ever. Worst
comic
book shop
ever. You got to dress up as something.
Ever.
Come on.
I'll think of something.
You will. Cody, what are you dressing up as? Are you even coming?
I work that night until 7.
What?
I'll come after I get off.
It's Greg's 30th. Let's celebrate Greg's 30th at the
shop.
Wow. Yeah.
Big
shots
again.
Shots.
Mm.
Shots for everybody.
Is there a quick way to do this?
Yeah, I'm coming. I get off work at 7.
Sweet.
But the party goes late, right?
Midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really that late?
Hell yeah, that late. That's how we
late.
Do.
Cool.
Yeah. Back to Firefly.
Well, I
have you found your episode yet?
No, I can't figure out how to go to on the iPad. It doesn't allow you to view the synopsis.
Don't diss the iPad on the air.
I love the iPad.
Are you on Netflix?
I'm on Netflix, but I'm going to go on the web. I'm going to go on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Let's talk about how crappy Fox is. So there's a couple reasons why it got canceled.
They cancel everything?
Yeah, I know. What they bringing back Breaking In, which is a plus.
I am excited about that. I was really disappointed.
So
I started that show towards the end, And I was like, oh, there's like 3 episodes left till the end of the season. Darn it. Mm. And then like all of a sudden it was like, hey, guess what? We're canceling it. I was like, yeah.
I don't even know what that is. Never heard of it.
Yeah, Christian Slater breaking in.
They're a security company that helps people like break into their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so like basically they're white hat hackers now.
And it's Christian Slater.
Christian Slater and
Michael Rosenbaum.
I don't even know if I can watch it if he's one of the main characters.
You don't like him?
No.
Not at all. What has he done that you don't like?
What was the show he did back in the day?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Christian Slater. Let me look it up.
This firefighter's question. This question's going way off topic. Okay, look it up.
That's all right.
Fox, here's the problem what happened. Fox, one thing they did wrong was they advertised for Firefly during sports episodes. During sports.
What?
Yeah. So like you're watching baseball and like, you know, the crowd that watches baseball.
Yeah.
They're going to watch Firefly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they did their advertisements during sports episodes. What do you want to call it? Sports series, broadcasts, whatever. Out of the 14 episodes, only 11 were shown, and they were all out of order. So instead of the 2-hour Serenity, whatever you want to call it, pilot that was supposed to like introduce you into Serenity, that wasn't aired until the 11th episode. So like,
that was the one we were talking about that actually does the backstory, right?
No, not really. Serenity is the 2-hour where he's like, they quickly show him the brown coats fighting the war in the beginning and then like coming onto the ship and whatever. Anyway, the actual episode that was written to be the pilot wasn't even aired until the 11th episode. And then the first episode was the train job where they were just a random episode. So they were all completely out of order of what was how they were written.
Right.
So there was no continuity. None of it made sense. People just started quit watching it because they didn't get it. And so Fox totally screwed them over that way as well. And then the fact that there would be weeks before new episodes would even come out. So let me see, there was a date. I forget the date. Whatever. It was like a couple months and then it had already been canceled.
That's a shame.
It's ridiculous. Like Fox totally screwed them over for sure. But have you found your episode yet?
I'm thinking about it, and I think I can't find it. It's hard to navigate on air. Probably the episode I liked a lot was where the guy enters the ship and hunting
objects in space.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and that one's pretty good.
The bounty hunter.
The bounty hunter. Guy. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's objects in space. That's the very last episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's the okay. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
Where episode. River takes the ship.
Right.
Yep. Such a good episode. Yep.
Yeah. That one, I kept is she really, like, thinking she's a part of the ship
or
something?
During the episode.
Yeah, she was talking about it.
During the episode, you think that she has become part of the ship. Like, basically, her mind has melded with the ship itself, and she has become part of the ship. Because she's this, like,
psychic.
Yeah, I guess she is a psychic, yeah. And so you think that she's...
She has the premonitions before stuff happens.
Right.
If you notice, when something's about to happen, you see her, like, in my favorite episode, in Out of Gas, she just says fire, and then something blows up.
Right.
So it's like, you think she's talking about his candles.
Right.
But she's not.
Yep.
So yeah, she totally has that, like, premonition, psychic, witch ability.
Right.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's good. It's all good.
Keep going.
So anyway, you think that she's moved her consciousness into the ship, and but there's some fun stuff that happens.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think that's probably one of my favorite episodes.
I agree. It's a good one. Cody was talking about it on the way here. I think he really likes that one.
Yeah.
It is good. It's very good. The guy, I was saying, Danny called me racist for it, but both of those guys, the bounty hunter guy and then the guy who's the Alliance main character in Serenity, reminded me of each other.
The fall on your sword guy.
It was kind of strange to me. They both seemed like they had kind of the same personality.
And they were both black.
And that had nothing to do with it, but they were both black.
That's something for you.
Okay. You think the guy from like Friday is the same guy too? with the funky eyes.
Friday.
Yeah. So yeah. What is his name? I can't remember his name.
And Dave Chappelle.
No.
Chappelle just kind of look and sound the same to me.
You mean Eddie Murphy? Oh, that guy. Yeah. Jeez, we just went racist all up in here.
Oh, it's okay. We don't mean it.
No.
Nope.
Childish
Gambino.
Oh, David Glover. Yeah, he was in that movie too.
David Glover.
Danny Glover. Where did David come from?
It's a late night.
We're getting
it
leaky.
Is. It's almost midnight. Or it's
I think I'm about
already.
To pass out in here. It's so hot. Is it hot in
did
there?
Turn the AC
no,
on?
I turned the AC on.
I'm sweating. I have my pants rolled up. It's so hot in
just
here.
Just take them off. I can't see below your waist, so it's fine.
I'm so sore, I won't be able to get my clothes back on if I take
this
them off.
The weirdest thing I've heard.
You've been training for this marathon, half marathon.
Barely.
So when, barely? Is that why you're sore? Because you barely train for it?
I didn't say
I'm
barely.
Sore because...
I said not at all.
I did 7 miles night before last.
7 miles?
Yeah, 65 or 67 minutes of running straight.
How long is a half marathon?
A half marathon's 13.1 miles.
You know those like dumb stickers you see on cars?
Yeah.
That's what it is. 13.1.
What's a 57.1?
That's some kind of crazy
Ironman.
Triathlon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the people with no life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they train for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anything else we're going to talk about in Firefly?
So.
Where were we going? You were going with somewhere outside of Firefly and...
Serenity.
I mean, outside of Serenity, you were talking about something. Did we finish that conversation? I don't even remember. We were like, oh, we got to go back on that.
It was a late night.
This is lame.
Wow, we just went... Yeah, we're rambling now.
Yeah.
All right, let's
it's time, though.
It's a little... Yeah, it's kind of
It's like
time.
2 minutes, till.
Yeah, we'll end it a little early.
Watch Firefly.
It's a good show. I mean, I didn't like it when I just watched Firefly. When I watched Serenity, make sure you watch Serenity. It ties it in really well, and that's where all the action is. Don't start there. People die. The show is definitely after Firefly, so if you watch the movie first, you'll screw yourself. So... watch Firefly, then Serenity. They're on Netflix.
Where are you and Casey at with Dollhouse?
Oh my gosh. We are just about to the finale of the first season.
Okay. We're on the very first episode of the second season.
Oh, nice. We're catching up.
I'm on the very first episode.
Chan, you'll like that one. There's a lot of good fighting in that one.
Yeah. I actually started it.
You know what Casey's least favorite character is?
Who?
Eliza Dushku.
Are you serious?
Really? She doesn't like her.
Is Why? It a girl thing? Because she's like, oh, she's prettier
she doesn't
than
like,
I am.
She doesn't like when she's in the doll state. She doesn't like how she pulls it off. Something she doesn't like about it.
Gosh, I think she's such a great actress.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but she's cool.
Yeah.
I like her as a person.
Is that how you say, man, she's such a great actress? I mean, she's the way she acts on her legs.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
So is that your like
that's
Juan.
No, I really do think she's a good actress.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I won't deny I think she's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Some of her characters hotter than others, but I think she does a really good job at switching from one character to another because a lot of the dolls are very different.
I haven't seen any of it, so I don't know what's going on, so.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
She just takes on multiple different personalities.
Gotcha.
So pretty much every show, she's playing a different role.
Ah. Yeah, I have that to watch. I have to watch Dexter, too. I have so
this
much
This season started
TV
quite well.
To watch.
I've enjoyed this season so much.
I'm really happy that I started Community and caught up to Community. I mean, it was only, we're third season or second season or something. That show, I really enjoyed that show.
It's pretty funny.
The Office has kind of been letting me down now, so...
It's been years since I've watched The Office.
Well, now, without Steve Carell, it's just not the same.
Really?
I mean, it's all right, because you've really grown to care for the characters, but Steve Carell just added that, once again, that innocent goofiness, and without... I mean, I'll just give it away. Andy's the new boss.
Really?
Yeah, Andy's the new boss, so it's just kind of... I don't know. It's not like it was back then. So
I mean, I like Andy. I guess.
All supporting characters now versus having a main character.
That's sad. Is Jim Halpert still a part?
Jim Halpert is still a part. He's a supporting character. He's a main character, but he's a supporting character.
Oh well.
Oh yeah, G-Unit talks about the Game of Thrones reference in Big Bang Theory last.
Oh, man, with the sword. That was so funny.
I enjoy Bang. Man, there's so many good shows out. Big Bang Theory, if you're not watching it, catch it.
It's funny.
It's really
Never mind.
It's geek. It's really geeky.
It's just a funny show. There's nothing to expect more out of it.
Right. I mean,
people are like,
ooh. Well, it's award winning.
It's so dumb.
You were talking about Community and
On John, Twitter, Simon Helberg and Joel McKay were talking, and someone said, I forget who started it, said, watch my both shows at the same time on Thursday nights on different channels. And one said, you could watch a show about geeky guys or whatever, or you could watch Community. Joel McHale said that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Simon wrote back to him and said, geeky award-winning guys, because they just won Emmys for it. Emmys?
Emmy-winning, It was a great show.
Emmy-winning geeks. It is a funny show.
So.
I think the problem with Big Bang is people see themselves as one of the characters, so they're like, oh, I hate the show now.
Really?
Yeah, I know someone who is pretty much Sheldon to a T.
Wait.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about. And
Wait. I'm gonna write it down.
So he hates the show. Okay. I think that's the problem. Nerds are like, oh, I don't like the show because it's whatever. They're like, no, you don't like the show because you see yourself in Sheldon.
Okay, hang on.
And it reminds you that you live in your mother's basement. And
we're going sidebar.
Yep.
Wow.
Is this someone I know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, you don't know him that well.
He may or may not have a fake last name.
No.
Oh, my God.
Not him.
I said he may or may not.
It's not him.
That's not Sheldon. That's, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
That's Wallowitz.
Oh, wow.
This show is derailed bad. We have derailed. I'm gonna lose some friends.
Yeah.
Real life friends.
No.
Like, I lose followers.
I just said
on this
may
one.
Or may not. So Gosh. It could be anybody at that point.
I'm gonna buy him something. Free comics.
Which one? The one that is Sheldon or not?
Not Sheldon.
Oh, okay. Wallowitz. Okay.
He can go. He can go die in a fire.
I'm gonna call him Wallowitz.
Oh my God, let's end this crap.
All right, so
we're done.
In closing, you can email us at the show at thenerdiverse.com.
I don't know if we should do a show this late ever again.
It's amazing. I'm enjoying myself. I don't care if anybody listens to it. I'm enjoying myself.
Oh,
you can follow the Nerdiverse show at on Twitter at the Nerdiverse show. You can follow.
I can't believe you called him Wallowitz.
You can call and leave your voicemails. At 407-900-NERD. Or you can leave us a 5-star review in iTunes.
Someone did. Can you read it?
Oh, I forgot. Yes, we do.
We
have
got another
5-star
review.
Here we go.
He obviously hasn't heard this episode yet.
We have six 5-stars. I appreciate all those, but only 2 left actually physical reviews.
We have
so
6 5-star reviews.
We have 6 ratings of 5 stars.
What?
We are a 5-star show.
They must think we're a different podcast.
They must be listening to something else. Yeah, so we have Andrew, our friend Andrew, who is over.
Shares my last name.
He shares the last name, and he's over in South Africa right now.
Yeah, boy. Oh, by the way, Andrew, if you read Men's Health, there's going to be an issue in South Africa with my art in it.
Is it really?
Yeah, they wrote me. They wanted Spider-Man in it. So
awesome.
Yeah.
He says a group of geek friends who happen to have access to a professional studio sharing breaking factoids on tech, comics, movies, video games, music, and more. They get more polished every episode and are starting to deliver a rock solid roundup
of news.
He's
going to have to retract
news.
That once he hears this episode.
They deliver a rock solid roundup of news and opinions that is entertaining and fun.
Andrew,
so
we
thank
have
you,
failed
Andrew.
You this
we,
episode.
We love
We're
you.
Sorry. We'll come back refreshed.
We read your 5-star review on our most wonky episode.
We should have saved this for next episode. We appreciate it, though. And anybody else wants to leave a 5-star review, just go on iTunes, leave a 5-star review. You could follow me on Twitter. That's CHON_LEE. Or
Charlie.
You can follow Danny at
R0GUE, Rogue. Rogue.
Or you can follow Cody at
Commander Kodo.
All right.
So
don't forget to leave us 5-star reviews.
Please, 5 stars.
We love them. Or you can send us an email, too. We didn't get any emails this week. We miss you guys.
You know why we don't get emails?
Because we do shows like this. Oh, wait, maybe because we didn't do the show last week or two weeks before that.
I can't help it.
Oh, man.
We're busy.
Yeah.
We should podcast from inside the comic shop one night.
We need some microphones, but yeah, we could do it.
Coach's got microphones.
Yeah, I've got mics. Let's do it.
Live from Epic Comics.
A lot closer to my house than this place.
Can I DJ your party?
We already got a DJ.
Oh!
You want to DJ tomorrow night?
Yeah. I have a sweet Lady Gaga mix.
Oh, my God.
Is it, we are the champions?
No, yep.
I found a remix contest that had a whole bunch of Queen stuff, and then I'm going to just put her vocals all over top.
Yeah, right. You're not DJing at the comic shop. You shouldn't have said that. No, you're definitely not.
Double, that's what she said.
Let's get out of here.
We're all over the place. All right, guys, we appreciate you guys listening and making it through this show, and we are out of here.
Canadian Beaver.
Lady Gaga, we love you.